Hare Krishna. I have been asked to speak about my service here. Before I came to you, I had come to Mayapur for the first Gaur Purnima festival in 1972. Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his straw hut, which they call his bhajan kutir, and he was in a very grave mood, and he was in a very humble way saying that so much mercy is coming from Krishna. And then he said to me that during the British rule, they had three provinces, Bombay, Calcutta, and Madras. So he said, which do you want? I said, Srila Prabhupada, I will do whatever you want me to do. He said, I want you to decide. So, up until then, I had never made any important decision in Krishna consciousness on my own. I always just did what Srila Prabhupada or my higher authorities told me to do. And I was happy just to follow their instructions. But I could understand that in order for me to be able to take a decision, I would really have to make more advancement. In other words, I would have to be able to know what Prabhupada or Krishna wanted me to do without Prabhupada telling me directly. So every morning after Mangal Arati, I would chant my rounds in the temple, and even after the morning class, I would stay and chant in front of the deities, beautiful deities of Radha Govinda, and pray to them to give me some guidance what I should do. But I was not getting any clear direction. So, with my fertile little brain, I devised a plan to find out from Srila Prabhupada what he wanted me to do. I thought that I could speak in such a way that he would somehow indicate what he wanted me to do. So I said, Srila Prabhupada, I was thinking I should go to Madras, and I gave the reason. And Prabhupada said, yes, you can go. And then I said, but then again I was thinking I should go to Bombay, and then I gave the reason why I should go to Bombay. And in the exact same tone of voice, with the exact same facial expression, he said, yes, you can go. So then I started to get the idea that my plan to trick Srila Prabhupada into doing what he wanted me to do was not working. But I already had my plan, so I sort of went through with it. And I said, Srila Prabhupada, I was also thinking maybe I should just stay in Calcutta. And then I gave the reasons why I should stay in Calcutta. And with the exact same tone of voice, the exact same facial expression, he said, yes, you can stay. So I felt very foolish for trying to trick Srila Prabhupada. But I also felt elated that my spiritual master could not be tricked by a silly disciple. So Srila Prabhupada left Calcutta and there was still no decision. And I was chanting and praying, but I was not getting any answers. And then one day, I just got an insight. I considered that the most important program in India then, as for Srila Prabhupada, was the life membership program. And we were making life members and promising them so many things, but we were not fulfilling our promises. So I considered that if we take good care of the life members, they themselves will make more life members for us. And if we don't take care of them, if we don't fulfill our obligations to them, they will speak ill of us. And then even if we go personally to make them life members, they won't become us. And Bombay was the head office of the society, so I thought I should come to Bombay and take charge of the life membership office and take care of the life members, and that would be the best service. So I wrote Srila Prabhupada my reasoning, and he replied, yes, come to Bombay immediately. So I came to Bombay, to the Juhu land, and Srila Prabhupada was staying in one of the flats, one of the apartments of one of the tenants here, Mr. Padmanabhacharya. And Srila Prabhupada actually took me on a tour of the property, saying what a beautiful property it is, many coconut trees, so near to the beach, and how we could have a major center here with a temple and a hotel and a restaurant and an auditorium. So the front area of the land where the temple is now is just bushes, just overgrown with bushes and weeds. The local people actually used to distill illicit liquor, bootleg, I guess you'd say, illicit liquor in the bushes. So Srila Prabhupada and the devotees cleared the land and put up a pandal, and Srila Prabhupada was speaking every evening in the pandal. And the devotees were living in tents. At the time, Madhavisa had been the temple president, but he wanted a change, he needed a change. So Srila Prabhupada suggested he go to Australia. And Brahmananda Prabhu had come from East Africa to take charge of the project, but there were difficulties in East Africa, in Nairobi. And so Srila Prabhupada question was, who would take charge of the Juhu project? And I was not one of the big devotees. So the big devotees were talking among themselves, you know, who's going to take charge? And Brahmananda said to his brother, Gargamuni, well, I guess you'll be the one to take charge now. So Srila Prabhupada called a meeting with the more senior devotees in his room in Mr. Acharya's flat. And he raised the question, you know, who will take charge? And then he looked at me and he said, so Girirat, you will take charge? I was stunned. I didn't know what to say. I was not inclined to management. I had come to Bombay with the idea that I would preach and make life numbers and organize the office to take good care of the members. But I knew that the secret of success in spiritual life was surrender and service to the spiritual master. So I knew that I should agree. So I said, if that's what you want, Srila Prabhupada, then yes, I will do it. But within my heart, I didn't feel comfortable with the idea. So there was some talk what the plans were to develop the project. And then he looked at me and he said, so Giriraj, now the entire responsibility is on you. And he started to laugh. And I was thinking, how could Srila Prabhupada say that? I didn't want that responsibility. And then on top of it, how could he be laughing as if he's enjoying all of it? So it was decided, and the Pandav program was continuing, and then it came time for Srila Prabhupada to leave. And on the last night of the Pandav program, he spoke about the six Goswamis, the mood of separation.
Did you say separation?
So, I felt that Srila Prabhupada could appreciate how we were all in the mood of separation because he was going to be leaving. And he was reciprocating with our mood. Hey, Radhe, Vajjayi, Hey, Chalavite, Hey, Nandus, Nalkuta. That, oh, Radharani, oh, son of Sandra Maharaj, where are you? And then Srila Prabhupada, the next morning he went to the airport, and we had arranged for Srila Prabhupada to be in the VIP room, and all the devotees crowded into the VIP room, a pretty big room, and they did kirtan. Madhavisa Prabhu led the kirtan, and the devotees were dancing ecstatically, jumping up and down. And Srila Prabhupada said, if you go on having kirtans like this, your mission will be successful. So that stuck in my mind. And Srila Prabhupada left. So this is, you know, the sort of initial account of my coming to Hare Krishna land. It's a big story, the struggle that Srila Prabhupada underwent to get the land, and then to get the permission to build the temple, and then to actually build the temple. In fact, Srila Prabhupada himself said it was a great fight, and someone should write a book about it. And some devotees have had the idea to make a feature-length film about it. So, although the intrigues with the landlord and the tenants and the municipality, it was already going on during that short period when I was here with Srila Prabhupada. But I will have to pick up that theme on a future occasion because it requires more time. But sometimes it is said that the greatness of the Lord is manifest when he fights with great demons. Were it not for Hiranyakasipu, we would not know how great the Lord was and his appearance as Nrisimha Bhagavan. Similarly, were it not for Ravana, we would not know the prowess of Lord Ramachandra. So in the same way, the former owner of the property, Mr. Nair, he was actually quite a big demon. He was a very formidable force to deal with. And in the past, he had bluffed and cheated many businessmen and even government officials. And he probably thought Srila Prabhupada is like an old sadhu with some American followers who really don't know much about bhakti or the ways of the world. So he probably thought that he'll easily, you know, having bluffed and cheated so many others before, that he'll easily bluff and cheat Srila Prabhupada and his foreign disciples. But he was in for a big surprise. And in fact, it reminds me of a little incident when I was here in June. Just now, before coming to India, I was in the Philippines and Hong Kong. And so somewhere about 1974, Srila Prabhupada had gone to the Philippines and Hong Kong. And I was surprised to find some devotee, I don't know how, because we weren't supposed to, and as far as I knew, we never did read Time magazine, but some devotee found a little report about Srila Prabhupada's visit to Hong Kong in Time magazine. There was a section in Time magazine called People. Yeah, people meaning like important people, famous people, little reports about them. So I'll never forget this report. It was really very skillfully and expertly written. It began, "There is trouble stirring in Nirvana. At a press conference in a posh hotel in Hong Kong, Swami Bhaktivedanta the leader of the World Hare Krishna movement, was asked about Guru Maharaj Ji. And Swami Bhaktivedanta replied, first we have to decide whether he is God or dog. And then he said, he is cheating the people, but when he meets Krishna, he will realize that Krishna is an even greater cheat than he is, and Krishna will take everything away from him. So, you know, I meditated on this report, and I felt the whole Bhagavad philosophy was contained in those few sentences of Srila Prabhupada's quoted in the magazine. It was so deep and profound and personal. And later, what Srila Prabhupada had predicted came true. It appears that Guru Maharaj Ji, who was known initially here as Bal Yogeshwar, had been appointed Bhagavan by his mother. But Guru Maharaj Ji ended up marrying an American lady, which his mother did not like. So she rejected him as Bhagavan and kept her other son as the new Bhagavan. Yeah, there was a picture on the front page of the Illustrated Weekly of India and a whole story. So, Prabhupada's words came true. But I thought of it in relation to Mr. Nair, because he also thought he could cheat Prabhupada, he could cheat Krishna. But Krishna is an even greater cheat than Mr. Nair. And in the end, Mr. Nair lost everything. So, and Srila Prabhupada, he actually told one of his GBC secretaries that we should be very expert in our dealings, and that after people finish dealing with us, they should tell their friends, those Hare Krishna people may look like fools, but they're actually very intelligent. Don't mess with them. So, yeah, that was Srila Prabhupada's vision as the Acharya. And, yeah, he was a major force to contend with. I mean, philosophically, he was a huge force. Even practically, in business dealings, he was a very formidable party, which was admitted by the people who dealt with him. Because Mr. Nair, before entering the agreement to sell this land to us, he already entered an agreement to sell the same land to another party. So Nair did a similar trick with him, took his money, and on some pretext canceled the agreement and kept the money. So the Chagamal company had filed a case in the high court to force Nair to sell the land to him. And then Nair did the same thing with us, entered an agreement to sell the land to Srila Prabhupada, and then on some pretext canceled the agreement and wanted to keep the money and the land. So eventually it came to the stage that Prabhupada sorted out the difficulties with Mrs. Nair. But he still had to deal with the Chabanlal company. So at the time, Srila Prabhupada was staying at Mr. Sethi's unfinished home on the fifth road of the Jugoski. And this Mehta, Mr. Mehta, who is the guest proprietor of the Chaganal company, he came to discuss with Srila Prabhupada, because he also had his claim. And it was a father and a son, but the father came. He was probably in his, late 60s, early 70s, obviously a very shrewd businessman. So he came in to meet Srila Prabhupada. So, like a calculating businessman, even Srinathji Das sometimes talks about how he approached Srila Prabhupada like a businessman. So he said to Srila Prabhupada, "So, who will take the land?" And Prabhupada said without a moment's hesitation, "I will." So then, Mr. Chaganlal said, "Well, my claim is 2 lakhs. That was like a lot of money back then. So basically he was saying, unless someone pays me 2 lakhs, I'm not going to withdraw my claim. He said, "My claim is 2 lakhs. Prabhupada said, "My claim is 5 lakhs. And Mr. Mehta, he didn't know what was happening. He wasn't prepared for this. So in the end, it was concluded. Prabhupada would take the land and he would settle on some amount with Mr. Mehta. And Mr. Mehta, I was like accompanying him down the stairs to his car. He couldn't believe what happened. He just kept saying, "Your Guru Maharaj is a pukkar." He just, again and again, said, "Your Guru Maharaj is a pukkar. Srila Prabhupada ki jai." So, do we have time for questions? Or they say yes, 2 questions. Are there any questions?
Which trouble do you have? Thank you for this wonderful historic account. I was curious to know when you were. Tell us about the second part.
Next time. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. My question is, I wish to take initiation, so how do I identify who is my spiritual master?
Why do you want to take initiation?
I wish to advance in spiritual life and I want to completely surrender to my Guru Maharaj.
And how will that help you in your spiritual life?
That will be my goal in life. That is what I wish to be. That is how I wish to be in my life. It will help me going back home, back to God.
All right. And what books have you read?
I'm trying to read the Bhagavad Gita and also the Nectar of Devotion and a few other books by Srila Prabhupada. I've also read a few more books.
And are you attending the morning program or evening program?
Yes, ma'am. I'm chanting 16 rounds, and Dr. Kadashi, I do 25 rounds, and I do attend the morning program. If it's not possible to come to the temple, I do that at home.
Oh, that's good. So I would say it's like Prabhupada asking me, which do you want? You need some insight. You need some insight, and that insight comes by mercy. You can't force it, you can't control it. It will just come by mercy. So in the meantime, you know, take Srila Prabhupada as your Shikshu Guru. And he will always be your Shikshu Guru. And just chant and read his books and serve him. And, you know, pray to him that if and when he feels you're ready, he should reveal to you whom he wants you to accept as your addiction.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, when the shoes were good, gave some land shoes. Prabhupada was not depending on the Naya always, and several stars, as you said, also trying to think of Krishna, then the thing of Naya. So, what was the reply you had to Prabhupada said?
I never heard that quite the way you expressed it, so I.
And what was Abhishek in the video?
Well, it's, the answer isn't in the video. Bhakti Chuan Swami wrote me, he sent me the draft of the script for the Jubu episode. But the timing was such that I wasn't able to respond. So I didn't read the script, and I did see some of the episodes, but I didn't remember exactly what you quoted. And I saw in some cases, you know, for the sake of drama, for the sake of the story, you know. So I can't answer your question. But there was an earlier incident in New York City. A real estate man named Mr. Payne tried to cheat the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada came personally to New York City to deal with the situation. Because Mr. Payne had taken $5,000, which was a huge amount of money for the devotees. So one day Mr. Payne phoned, and you know, Srila Prabhupada took the call. And he was very gracious and charming. And he said, "Oh, Mr. Payne, I'm always thinking of you." And afterwards, the devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, "Is that true that you're always thinking of Mr. Payne?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "Yes, like Kamsa was always thinking of Krishna." All right. So let us end with the immortal sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
धन्यवाद।